The analysis essentially showed the same thing. 6,300 patients, where do they come from? This is a subset of 4,000, where they showed that the luminal A's did reasonably well and PCR had no influence on outcome. So they just provide noise. The luminal B's, on the other hand, show a brisk response to PCR. PCR is the determinant of outcome of various therapeutic regimens. So I asked Gunther von Minkwitz, who published this in JCO in the middle of this year, how did you determine whether they were luminal A's or luminal B's? Well, it seems that they let their institutionalized pathologist look down a light microscope and say, oh yes, this is a luminal A. Now, I'm happy if my pathologist can tell me that I'm dealing with an invasive breast cancer after tearing him away from his glioblastoma. And now he's going to tell me if it's luminal A or luminal B? Well, the HER2-positive population did very well. PCR was a strong determinant of outcome, as it was in triple-negative, which is a heterogeneous group of basal and others. So what are we really talking about here? But suffice it to say that PCR is a very strong indicator of outcome.